Good morning. You're listening to WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. I'm Reginald Hardwick, and for today's Monday with the Mayor, we are welcoming Andy Shore, now in his fifth month as the new mayor of Lansing. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So let's talk about City Hall. In February, you asked four developers to submit more information on their vision for a new City Hall in Lansing. Where are we in the process?
Well, there's a lot of ideas out there. Last year in November, December, October, the former administration had solicited proposals for a new city hall and what to do with the existing building. They chose the Beitler project to rehab the current city hall into a hotel. I believe they chose at the time the State Journal building on Grand Avenue to move City Hall. When we came in, I loved the proposal from Beitler for the old City Hall to convert it into a hotel. We didn't have any information on what the State Journal building would look like for a new City Hall, nor did we have information for any of the other developers that had submitted. We had some information, but we wanted more information on what a new City Hall would look like, so we asked just for an updated amount of information. So we looked and we said if we got out of City Hall and we wanted to repurpose that building, especially into a hotel or some other use, how do we effectively get out of City Hall? We need somewhere for the courts to go. We need to have a lockup where we can have a 24-hour, 3 days lockup where we can put people who are getting ready to go to court. And we didn't really have a plan for that.
Is there a timetable for looking at those proposals?
There really isn't. I'd like to get it done as soon as possible, because the longer we're in City Hall, the more money we're spending on a building that needs a lot more than what we spend year to year. We're putting Band-Aids on it. If we spend, $500,000 each year to fix things as they come, it's putting money into a building that really needs, again, $55 million in fixes. So I would rather not continue to sink taxpayer dollars into a building that needs a complete rehab. But again, we have to take the appropriate time. If we said we're getting out next month, we really wouldn't have any idea where the courts are going to go, where the lockup would go, and we'd have to find a temporary space while a new city hall was being constructed, and that would cost, potentially millions of dollars. So we don't want that either. So the timeline is as soon as possible, but doing it right.
I'm WKAR's Reginald Hardwick, and we are talking with Lansing Mayor Andy Shore. We'll start this segment by asking the mayor about economic opportunity zones in certain neighborhoods.
Well, there are actually four prime areas that we put opportunity zones. And opportunity zones are a new federal tool, which was just passed a few months ago, where people who invest in these areas, they don't have to pay capital gains tax, and they get other kind of preferential tax treatment on the federal level. So people can invest. And for the city, we don't have to worry about losing taxes. This is going to be a federal tax issue, so it's kind of a win-win for us. We were able to designate 7 census tracts. So we did 3 of them in Southwest Lansing, so the MLK corridor. So we'd like to see some investment and growth on the MLK corridor going south. We have one in Southeast Lansing, which is on the Edgewood corridor. We had one up by the airport, so it's the Waverly, it's Grand River from Waverly over to MLK. Again, another area where we'd love to see growth and investment as people are coming into the city from the airport and as an entry to the city. Then we have 2 others, the Hazel-Hosmer corridor, which is kind of the east side, and the southern downtown area where we're expecting to see a tremendous amount of growth with residential units and some mixed use down where the Lake Trust building is. So those are kind of the areas that we are going to have extra opportunities for developers to go in and develop and grow the city and have some tax benefit on the federal level.
Let's move on to last February's floods. Have the hardest hit areas recovered yet?
They have mostly recovered. We had several resources that were offered, the state and the feds. We had loans for lower income and grants. We had federal dollars. We had state bridge dollars. We've put out all of that information. It's all been on social media. We've done press releases. We've gone into the neighborhoods and let folks know about it. We had 3 or 4 public meetings within the neighborhoods. So we've been trying to keep people up to date. When it first happened, the city did a lot of activity up front. So we put the barrier up. under 127 at Kalamazoo Street, and that saved a few hundred houses in Urbandale. All told, by declaring an emergency preemptively, we saved an estimated $2.25 million, what people would have had. We, you know, we kept people in houses where they would have had to abandon their houses. That doesn't change the fact that there was flooding and people's basements flooded and there was a lot of damage. And that's where these state and federal resources that we had applied for early came into play. We had a few hundred thousand dollars worth of damages that people could apply for, and we applied for. You know, the city itself had tremendous costs because we had overtime. We had people doing jobs that we had forestry people putting up a wall. We had all kinds of different jobs being done. We had overtime and things. So we needed to recapture costs, and citizens needed to recapture costs of repair. And those tools were available from the state and from the federal government. So we tried to push that out. The state tried to push that out.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Lansing Mayor Andy Shore, the subject of today's Mondays with the Mayor. Mayor Shore, you were a state representative for many years. Now that you're on the east side of North Capitol Avenue, what can state lawmakers do to help Lansing?
Well, everything starts with funding. You know, revenue sharing was millions of revenue sharing from the state was millions and millions of dollars. It was $100 million, it was $1 billion about 15 years ago, and now it's about $250 million to cities and villages throughout the state. And those cuts hurt. You know, when you talk about police and fire and safety, when you talk about different services that we provide, code enforcement or, you know, trash and water and sewer and things like that, the cuts hurt. It all starts with funding. We need to make sure that locals are adequately reimbursed. Revenue sharing is former taxes that were collected at the local level that were centralized to the state level and then returned. That's for ease of business, so you don't have to pay several different sources. But that went from local taxes being captured by the state and returned to local taxes being captured by the state and kept by the state. So that needs to change, and I think people recognize that. Lansing is also unique in that we're the capital city, and we have lots of costs as a result of being the capital city. You see protests and things at the Capitol. You see, you know, last week we had a protest that spilled out onto Capitol Avenue, so we had to close Capitol Avenue, and we had to have several police officers there with barricades and things. You know, that's our cost. That becomes our cost, and the state's not reimbursing us for that. We are eating that cost as the capital city, where a protest then goes into the street and we have to keep those people safe. Now, all that being said, you know, we do have a great relationship with the state, and I've met with them several times. We have state police that are embedded within our ranks because we are one of the targeted cities for the state to assist. So we have a great relationship with them, and we'll continue to have that conversation. You know, whether it's a Democrat or Republican in the governor's office, we are going to continue to have that conversation about service sharing and costs and things with the state. And
so, speaking of the governor's race, we have a primary coming up. Have you endorsed, or will you be endorsing one of the candidates in the Democratic Party?
Yeah, when I was in the legislature, I endorsed Gretchen Whitmer. I continue to be supportive of her. We worked together. She was a senator when I was a rep, and I was always been very impressed with her leadership. Even in the minority party, even as minority leader, she was able to step across the aisle and get things done while still fighting for what she thought was right for Michigan residents and for her constituents. So I think she would be a tremendous leader for the state.
Well, thank you for joining us. That is Lansing Mayor Andy Shore.
Thanks for having me.